This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Sometimes it takes a tragedy for all of us to look inward and reassess what we're thinking. Now, that tragedy occurred on Monday night. For those of you who are not football fans, Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, a 24-year-old in top physical shape, made a tackle in the opening quarter of that football game and suffered cardiac arrest. Now, America collectively took a breath and prayed for this young man as he was rushed to the hospital after some 20 minutes of medical help on the field. America looked on in disbelief of what was unfolding. News came back several hours later that he was in critical but stable condition at the hospital in Cincinnati. Why did this make America reassess what we're doing? Because everyone watching, the players, the coaches, the referees, all stopped and united behind prayers and concern for this young man. That's what America does best. America unites when a crisis occurs. The young man's charity, which raises money for underprivileged kids in his hometown, had a goal of $2,500 in a GoFundMe account. Americans have now pledged north of $3 million to that charity. That's what America does. Let's face it, we had a really tough, ugly election in November. It frankly showed the worst of America. Rivals slung dirt and tarnished reputations in an effort to win their respective elections. Well, it's long past time to get back to being Americans. That means a majority rules. Not sometimes or when it's convenient, but all the time. That is what made America great, and that's what's going to continue to make America great. Hey, the liberal left needs to go away. Likewise, the ultra-conservative far right needs to go away as well. It's long past time for everyone to find middle ground, find consensus, and work together for the greater good of everyone, not just special interest groups. Everyone would love to get everything they think they need and deserve, but we must start understanding that life does not work that way. We can all have opinions, but when it gets down to it, others' opinions are just as important to them as ours is to us. We must understand that and meet in the middle to get America on track once again. We cannot continue to be divisive in every aspect of American life. The majority, translated as all those people in the middle, not hardcore liberals or hardcore conservatives, but middle America. We must listen to them and take the appropriate action, or America will continue to implode, not only here, but around the world. Why not make that your New Year's resolution? This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.